Okay, we're doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the fifth chapter, the second Mishnah. Asara dorot me'adam ve'ad Noach. We'll dedicate our learning to Carl Chaim ben Meir Haber. There are 10 generations from Adam till Noah. Lo di'achad, this is the Torah points this out to let us know kama erech hapaim lefanav, how much patience God has. Shekol adorot ayu machisim lefanav, all the generations were angering God. And it took 10 generations before God finally had it and brought the flood. There are 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. Again, this the Torah points this out to indicate to us how much patience God had. That from the flood, he had 10 generations that would not recognize monotheism. They were angering God until Abraham came along, Abraham our forefather, the kibel sachal kulam, and he received their wages, the merits of all of them. Explains the Rambam. Dorot enu meforashin b'Torah. These generations are explicit in the Torah. Ploni olid ploni. So and so gave birth to so and so. Lefi aseder in order. You just got to open a book of the Torah, you'll see the 10 generations. Ve'ezkiret elu umashe achehim. מכיוון שהזכיר עשרה מאמרות שיש בהן מוסר לאדם וזירוס לתקן את נפשו במעלות המידותיות והגיוניות אשר זוהי מטרת המסכתה. And he mentioned these and the ones that follow them, be it Adam to Noah, Noah to Avram, because the point of this whole tractate is to get us to be focused and to work on perfecting ourselves. So he's showing us, described to you how man was created with 10 declarations. And then now you had 10 generations that didn't live up to that. So now realize that on the one hand, God is patient. On the other hand, God is waiting for you to do what's right. And it took 10 generations. Finally, there was someone who did what's right. Noah took another 10 generations until finally you had Avram. But the Rambam learns this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, of God's great expectations of man. Mishnah Gimel. Asara nisyonot nitnasa Avraham Avinu ve'amad bekulan. Abraham was tested 10 tests and he stood up to all of them. Lehodia, this is to make known kama chibato shel Avraham Avinu, how much Avraham Avinu, Avraham our forefather's love was. Asara nisim nasu l'avoten b'mitzrayim, 10 miracles happened to our forefathers in Egypt, v'asara l'ayam and 10 on the sea. Esra makot vi hakadosh baruch hu al hamitzrim b'mitzrayim, God brought 10 plagues on the Egyptians in Egypt, v'asara al hayam and 10 by the sea. Asara nisyonot nisu avotenu et hamakom b'midbar, and our forefathers tested the omnipresent in the desert 10 tests. Shneimar, the verse says, v'yinasu oti esra pa'amim v'lo shamu b'kulim. God says, they tried me 10 times and they never listened to me. Okay, so this is a long Mishnah, we won't finish it tonight, but we'll at least start. העשרה ניסיונות שנתנסה אברהם אבינו הם כולם מפורשים בתורה. The Rambam holds that the 10 tests that Avram Avinu was tested are all explicit in the Torah. There is a huge discussion among the commentaries, what were the 10 tests of Avram Avinu? We know he had 10 tests, but how do you enumerate them? So this is already discussed in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, another Midrashim, and the Rambam holds that all 10 are explicit in the Torah. He doesn't want to include Midrashim. There's a medrash that says Avram was incarcerated. There's a medrash that says they tried to blind him. There's a medrash that says, we'll see. We'll still learn the different midrashim about the 10 tests. But the Rambam says, no, all 10 are explicit in the Torah. Harishon, the first test was Hagalut, having to go into exile. And this is what God said to Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimolatecha. God says to Avram, leave your land. According to Maimonides, that is test number one. According to the Midrashim, that is test number two or test number three. The Midrash says that Nimrod tried to throw him into a burning furnace. The Midrash says that the Gemara says that Avram was imprisoned for 10 years. The Midrash says in prison they tried to blind him. All kinds of stories that we have on tradition about the different tests that preceded the prophecy of go, leave the land of Israel. But the Rambam isn't going with that. He says test number one is the first thing we find in the Torah. God tells him, leave your home territory. V'hasheni, the second test was Ha'ra'av Shaya Be'eretz Kenan. Abraham comes, as God told him, to the land of Canaan, and suddenly there's a famine. Kasher Shachin Ba'aretz. Here, he listened to God. He came to live in the land of Israel, and there's a famine. No parnasa in the land of Israel. Sound familiar? He comes to the land of Israel and he's met with difficulties. There's no food to be had. And God already promised him, you go to the land of Israel, and I'll make you into a great nation. I'll make things good for you. God told him everything's going to be great. So he comes to the land of Israel after this wonderful promise, and famine, there's no food to be had. Now that's some test. God said, Vavarecha, I will bless you, Vagadla Shemech, I'll make you famous. Vezeni Sayon Gadol. And this is a huge test. The verse says, there was a famine in the land. God tells him, you go to Israel, everything will be good. He comes to the land of Israel and everything goes bad. What's he supposed to say? That's test number two. Hanisayon Ashlishi, the third test, Ha'aved Shasula Mitzrim Belkichat Sara LeFaro. The terrible act that the Egyptians did to him when they took his wife. His wife's abducted. God told him, leave, go to Canaan, everything will be great. He goes to Canaan, there's a famine. Bad news number one. He goes down to Egypt and his wife is abducted. I don't know if you guys could imagine what that can do to a person. God told him, go and it'll be good. He went and not only was there a famine, but now his wife's abducted. And no one ever promised him he'll get her back. Remember, we know the continuation of the story. We know, okay, a day or two later they're back together and nothing happened. But no one told Avram that. God doesn't appear to Avram in a dream and tell him, don't worry, Avram, everything will be all right. That doesn't happen. All Avram knows is that the Egyptian Pharaoh just took his wife away. And as far as he knows, he's marrying her. It's over. Halavi, the fourth test, hitnagshut ba'arba melachim. Avram's war with the four kings. Nachamishi, lekichato tagal kasher nityesh lo lid mesara. God tells him he'll have a child from Sarah. And then Sarah tells him it's not working, so go marry Hagar. And he has to marry the maid. That was a test. Here God promised him he'd have a child from Sarah, and his wife is telling him to marry Hagar. Hashishi, the sixth test, Hamila, circumcising himself. Asher nitztavaba begil gadol. Here he's 100 years old. 99 years old. 100 years old. God tells him, circumcise yourself. Guys, I'm a moel. I do circumcisions. Believe me, once someone's older, it's very painful. And the older you get, the more difficult the healing process is. You know, babies sometimes don't even cry as we do the circumcision. And even if they cry, like within seconds, they're calm. An adult, well, we've had people at the Machon faint from sheer pain as they were switching their bandages the day after the milah. So Avram at 100 years old is told, go circumcise yourself. That's some test. And remember, he still wants a kid. God tells him, you will have a child. Just slice off a piece of the limb you need to make a child with. That's some test. Vashvi'i, the seventh test. Ha'ol she'asa lo gam melech gar bekachto atzara. He's got an old wife, 90 years old, and here she's abducted a second time when he goes to Gerar. Hashmini, the eighth test. He finally has a child from Agar. He's brought up the child. The child is 13. And his wife tells him, send them off. And God says, listen to her. And he finally has. He has a wife. He has a kid. And he's told to send them away. The ninth test. Here the Rambam is separating the test. He says, test number one was sending away Hagar. Test number eight and test number nine was sending away the son Yishmael. That's what God had to tell him. Don't feel bad over the lad and your wife. The verse tells us that this was hard for Avram. The verse says, this was very bad in the eyes of Avram. He accepted it. God told him he did it. The tenth test, says the Rambam, Akedat Yitzchak was the binding of Yitzchak, which happened on Rosh Hashanah, the Medrash says, and that's the merit of blowing the ram's horn on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Zichronos. So that's the 10th test that Avram stood up to, and we'll have to pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.